It was two steps forward but one step back for the city of Bloomington's downtown arena last week. After months with a relatively light events calendar, Grossinger Motors Arena announced three new bookings. But there was also some bad news. The Central Illinois Flying Aces announced they were moving their first four home hockey games to Peoria over safety concerns with the boards and glass at the Bloomington Arena. The lost home games will cost the arena thousands in lost revenue. GLT's Ryan Denham reports those ups and downs have been the norm at Grossinger Motors Arena since Venue Works took over management duties 18 months ago.
Venue Works got off to a rocky start in Bloomington. The company's first executive director at the arena, Curtis Webb, was arrested on theft charges after just a few months on the job. But things stabilized and a new executive director was hired. Then the indictments against the arena's former managers, Central Illinois Arena Management, were announced.
Well, we're going in the right direction, I think. It's been a long road, but I think we're heading and all arrows are pointing up.
That's Lynn Cannon, who's been executive director at Grossinger Motors Arena for the past 10 months. Some of that optimism stems from the announcement last week of three new shows coming up this winter and spring. Kenny Rogers on December 7th, World Championship Ice Racing on January 6th, and Judas Priest on April 8th. Those shows will follow the comedian Jim Gaffigan's visit on December 3rd. Those bookings are expected to bring in some much-needed revenue for the arena, previously called the U.S. Cellular Coliseum. In the fiscal year ending April 30th, the first under VenueWorks management, the venue posted a larger-than-expected operating loss of $673,000. VenueWorks blamed several factors, including a rough transition from Central Illinois Arena Management, or SIAM. Venue also accused SIAM of leaving the city with an underutilized fall calendar with very few events. City records show attendance last year dipped to 159,000. It's about half of what the venue saw in 2008 and 2009. This fall's schedule was indeed lightly booked. Some of that was intentional. The hockey boards and glass were being replaced and repaired, meaning the arena needed to be unoccupied on certain dates. This came up October 9th at a Bloomington City Council meeting when City Manager David Hales asked VenueWorks President Steve Peters about it.
There has been, some questions about bookings going on and how, sometimes this fall has been a little dry on that.
The VenueWorks chief noted that the hockey repairs were one reason, but also a larger strategic shift.
We're in the process of repositioning the arena so that we're not overpaying for events. We want to have that risk assessment. We want to mitigate the risk. I can tell you that I personally spent tens of thousands of dollars that didn't come back to me in the last year and a half sponsoring events and promoting events at the arena, but we're mitigating your risk. We're bringing our own money, and we've certainly got skin in the game in terms of promoting these events. We have a few weeks, a couple of periods this fall where we held dates for changing over the Dasher and Ice system to a new system. I'd hope that would happen in November. Now it looks like that's happening in December, so those dates, but that blocked us trying to book maybe quite as much as we wanted to. In any case, we're looking at six, maybe seven good, strong events that are in our pipeline that should happen between now and April. And we think we're getting there in terms of turning the corner and bringing those. I mean, right now you see that we've got Gaffigan, we've got Paw Patrol, very popular event. We've got Cirque Holidays. We're bringing those events, not only just the country events like we had with Hank Jr., but other events. Chris Stapleton in the spring was a sellout. So we're getting there. But this was an arena that was known as paying top dollar for events, and sometimes that's not warranted.
The five defendants in the Coliseum fraud case who ran the building before Venue Works took over are due in McLean County Court this Friday for a status hearing. It's Sound Ideas on 89.1 FM GLT and WGLT.org.